We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Your way, I am Diddy. He is Diesel. And we've got a lot more to get to with y'all. And boy, oh boy, is Twitter fired up right now. They're angry. They're mad. They think that probably Mark Ryan tweeted this, and they also aren't reading the whole tweet, man. Read the whole tweet before you respond. There's two questions. You're only answering the first one. That Harper guy, I called him out. I said, wrong again, sir. We're not biased. And he says, would you ask this question back in the 2009 through 2013 seasons? I said, I didn't ask the question. I said, I'm sharing a story somebody wrote. I laughed at its ridiculous nature on the air, and I asked a two-part question. You obviously say yes to the second question, but only read the first one. Because you did. Your response came from literally just the first part of the tweet. The second part of the tweet gives you an answer to give. You can respond with, this is the dumbest thing I've heard since the MLB policy. And I would say, correct. But you gotta get vile and vitriol and anger and meanness and grr. Grr, you're a Clemson homer station. Nobody that is on this station went to Clemson. None of us.
Nope.
Nobody that's on this station really even cheers for Clemson.
I grew up a Clemson fan.
You grew up a Clemson fan.
And I partially deserted my fandom when I went to App State.
Yeah, because you're an App State guy.
Yeah, I'm an App State guy.
Both teams beat Carolina.
Clemson gets about 50% of my fandom. Let me rephrase that. They get 50% of the fan effort that I put into App State.
Yeah. So like,
and that's bias, only because I work here, because I have to.
Yeah, there's no bias. Like, the bias angle is such a lazy, lazy fan take that they always try to throw around.
I'm not willing to take the time to unpack what you said.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to yell at you.
Yeah.
Because
you're saying something I don't like.
Exactly.
I don't agree with it. How dare you say anything about my team? My team. Yeah, guess what, guys? People that cheer for your team don't have your opinion as well. Crazy. Truth, reality is coming at you right now. That's just how it works. What our job is here is to cover the upstate sports, which also includes the Gamecocks because of all the fans here. But we can't just cover 24/7 Gamecocks because there's another major program here. So get off your high horse, get over yourself, and stop all that garbage. We've got a bunch of tweets I got to read, by the way. Stathakis, it's not the worst idea. We could play each other in spring and add an event to use and use it to bring money to charity or something else. Then they could add some team they can win against, like Maryland, USF, or literally anyone else in their conference.
That's basically my idea for what to do with the Furman Wofford.
Yeah, which
Citadel.
I love that idea. I think that's a great idea, and that could help, honestly. That would do better than this would do to help Clemson be able to schedule somebody else.
You could probably find a sponsor in the state of South Carolina who will sponsor whatever that dollar amount is that you normally pay out to those teams, and then you can take all of the proceeds and give it to charity.
Yeah, yeah. And look, and again, we are reading this. We are floating out this idea that I found. Clemson's fan-sided blog, Rubbing the Rock, Sean Spencer, who's been on this station on my show talking Clemson football, wrote this piece. And a lot of this piece is based on just the stupid tweeters that he's dealt with. But a lot of it is based on all of the conversation year in and year out. We have a conversation about whether the schedule that Clemson plays is good enough and if they belong in. So he's making a point that, well, to get in, you have to improve the out-of-conference schedule because the in-conference schedule ain't changing. That's not going anywhere. The ACC might get a little better, but it's not going to jump up to the top tier conference anytime soon outside of maybe 2-3 teams getting better. So it's not changing that way. So in order to do that, you would have to change your out-of-conference schedule. Though there's no way that either of these universities would get rid of this cash cow game. It's a cash game. This is money game. This is a sellout at either stadium every year, no matter what, no matter how good or bad one team is and how good or bad the other one is. So this isn't an idea we're saying should happen. So calm down out there. It'll be okay. Nobody hurt you today. You're going to be able to go about your day, have dinner with your family, and sleep soundly in your bed. You'll be okay. Ryan Clegg chimes in, you know damn well every single Power 5 fan base will continue to complain until Clemson falls or switches conferences. Yep, probably true. Great joke. Devin was coming back on that ECU thing. That was pretty funny. Allen throws discs. Don't throw out your shoulder. That's a dangerous game. It is. I hurt myself almost playing. I tried to throw too hard. I don't know how to throw a frisbee. Is that a weird thing?
Is that not like the lamest injury you could ever have?
Yeah. My shoulder was sore, dude.
I hurt my shoulder from playing frisbee.
Dude, I almost hurt myself trying to bowl when I go bowling now because I got two bad knees and a bad elbow. So like every time I try, I'm like, oh, I want to go home. I don't like this anymore. But is it bad that I don't know how to throw a frisbee well? Is that like an embarrassing fact?
No, I think that's a skill. It's like, okay.
God, it's hard.
Not to have.
Especially when you go with a friend who's like gung-ho crazy frisbee golf guy.
Yeah.
And you try to like, he's like, come on, I'll teach you how to play. And then like you're watching him just like sink things from 700 yards away and you're like, brr, and your frisbee goes 6 feet.
Hurting your shoulder playing frisbee golf is like saying I hurt my knee playing hacky sack.
I did, man. I tried to throw it with all of my big bodied weight.
And it went over
And it went like left and right and landed in a lake.
And then shanked it.
And I just grabbed my shoulder like, oh, God, that was not good. This is bad. Anyway, Allen throws discs.
Somebody's over there shooting chili dippers up Lee Jansen's, you know what.
A little bit of a tangent there. Allen throws discs, though. I'm sure he's good at throwing frisbees. Hurts Clemson much more than it hurts South Carolina if that were to happen. The dynasty won't last forever. They never do. SC has never and may never get to that level for any length of time, but it only helps Clemson to play SC during those periods that the Gamecocks are decent. Good answer. Thank you. Thank you, Allen throws discs, for being a genuinely normal human being who knows how to answer questions. That's awesome. Brian Shelley, why would they do that? So they can schedule another weak ACC school. No, see, that's the point. It's another out-of-conference school, like an SEC school that wins 8, 9, 10 games a year instead. That's what he's kind of alluding to here. But anyway, as bad as South Carolina has been, at least they play someone. Clemson's schedule is a joke. Mike Kickbush, I'm sure the same question was asked when SC was winning a lot. No, it wasn't, because they still had to play the SEC. So even if Clemson was a one-win team every single year during that five-year stretch, we were happy to play them because we didn't want another LSU, Alabama, Auburn. Yeah, we didn't want any of that, or Florida even at the time. Gray Thompson, problem is they're still one of the best teams we'll play against. We should be able to do more. He's a Clemson fan, obviously. Should be able to do more to guarantee a better schedule, albeit CU was explicit about not doing anything about scheduling recently, so it doesn't matter. Fingers crossed is all we can do. Okay. I mean, look, the schedule will get better once the teams get better in the ACC. There's nothing Clemson can do about that. And I honestly don't get the vitriol about Clemson's out-of-conference schedule because it all makes sense. They have an agreement to play Carolina every year. We want that. All of us want that. I mean, how do you not want that? No matter how bad we are and how good you are, how good we are, we want that game. We look forward to that game. That's the game of the year, regardless of what's going on. So we don't want that one gone away. Clemson's other games, they have an out-of-conference game where they have to play an in-state smaller conference school. And I like that because they get paid. I also like Diesel's idea to get around that to add another good opponent. But Clemson's at least scheduled Texas A&M and Auburn. They're at least scheduling other SEC teams to try to bolster their out-of-conference schedule.
Yeah, but they're also scheduling the UConns and the Akrons of the world.
Well, yeah, but because you have that other one. And look, I mean, Alabama doesn't ever have to play a road game out of conference against a good team. And then they play teams like Mercer. So everybody's doing it.
Yeah, but see, they already have a tough enough schedule. So they can schedule down for wins.
Depending on how you overrank
teams.
They have a
perceived tougher schedule. Clemson has a perceived very weak schedule, which is it's a correct perception.
Gray Thompson getting back in. Every top 24 CFP ranked team, including CU, should replace one of their cupcakes with another top 24 team the previous year. Better control the opportunity for everyone to control their own destiny nationwide. UConn, Wilmington, Akron do more harm than good. Yes, absolutely. Great point from Gray on that tweet right there. Jimmy coming in. Unfortunately, that is not how scheduling works, but I do like the idea. Well, we're not saying that's how scheduling works. We're saying that somebody floated this idea and we actually think it's kind of crazy and bad. Ashley chiming in, she had answered yes, so I had to ask her to which question. I was like, there's two questions. Yes to what? Yes, they should dump them, and yes, this is dumb, or yes, this is dumb, or whatever. She said yes, time to let the Gamecocks go. No, it's not gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Jacob coming in, no, that's probably their toughest matchup. Gamecock fan. Love it. And lastly, I guess this Clemson troller guy we muted is not, I don't need to care what he says. Ashley also comes in. Also a fan, as a fan who tries to go to away games when possible, it's a terrible experience going to Columbia. Da, 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 da. I disagree. I think people are overblowing the experiences in each other's places because they go in there with the expectation of a bad experience.
What do you think? You talk crap 364 days a year.
They're not going to
go down there. Oh, I don't understand why everybody's so mean.
Nobody
I don't understand.
Gave me flowers today.
Yeah, like it's you give it to them, you get it back.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes it's not something you said. Sometimes it's just something another Clemson fan said.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I hear all the time. Oh, it's the first time I ever went down to XYZ Stadium. They were really nice. That's probably because you were nice. You were nice, they're nice back. That's how it works.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, rivalries don't work that way.
But if you go down there hammered and, you know, spouting FU to every
South
Carolina fan that walks by at their stadium, what do you think they're going to do?
They're going to treat you like crap, and they deserve to. You earn that right. It's whatever. And you know, everybody always wants to judge an entire group of people based on a few, so that's obviously what she's doing, and a lot of other people do. Skrilla gets in, says, what about switching with Georgia? Both teams switching the Georgia games. South Carolina plays Georgia Tech instead of Georgia, and Clemson plays Georgia instead of Georgia Tech, and then you keep the South Carolina game. I like that. Look, I kind of like what Gray just said. Gray saying that, I think, was money. So every top 25 team, every team that's ranked this year, has to play a ranked team from last year instead of one of their conference games, which would help every conference. Because if you look across the country, every conference has garbage teams somewhere. You don't think Alabama wants to replace a Vandy on their schedule if they're in a fight like they were this year where they could have been on the cusp and maybe left out because of the one loss to LSU? Yeah, that would have made their schedule even better. And Clemson would be able to do that by dumping like a Duke and finding a team out there that they could play that's going to give that schedule a little more juice.
Yeah, I'm looking at App State's schedule for next year. Out of conference, oof, got the tough Morgan State Bears. Week one, ouch. I would love to replace them with a top 25 team. UMass, another garbage football program. I'd love to replace them. But outside of that, man, feeling pretty good about Wake Forest and Wisconsin on the schedule next year.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
in back-to-back weeks, on the road. Oh,
that's rough.
Oh, that's a gauntlet.
That's rough. That's very rough. You know, and look, again, people are going to get upset. We did just get probably the tweet of the day. I just gave him tweet of the day, to be honest. Jeff Harris coming in saying, damn you, Mark Ryan, sending this garbage out while pretending to be Diddy. Hate you to the end of time. Hashtag this is a joke too. Love it. Love it. Thank you for that. That is
this guy
exactly.
Gets it.
Yeah, you get it. You understand it. Thank you for understanding. Not all Twitter's bad. See, we've had three dumb takes. Three people get mad at us, and I've just read about 30 really good responses. So thank you guys for proving my point that it might be a cesspool in some small circles, Twitter, but overall there is far more good than bad out there and some great feedback there. We're going to get back into this a little later on. This and the Astros thing will probably dominate the majority of the rest of the show because there's so much to talk about in those respects, and we still want to hear from you on all of that. But yesterday the Dorman's boys basketball team got a massive victory, and it wasn't even on the court. They win the off-court battle with the SCHSL. We're going to discuss this massive victory and what's next for the Cavs next with Jed Blackwell of the Spartanburg Herald Journal on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Dorman Cavaliers boys basketball team scored their biggest victory of the year yesterday, and it wasn't even on the court. To help us break down what went down with the SCHSL and the appeal process, we're going to go back to our friend from the Spartanburg Herald Journal. He is Jed Blackwell. Follow him on Twitter at Jed Blackwell and get his coverage of everything in Spartanburg at GoUpstate.com. Jed, welcome back to the Diddy Takeover.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I appreciate it.
Huge news yesterday, big breaking news. We spoke, it was denied by commissioner. It had to go to the appeals committee, and we weren't really sure how that would go. You had brought up the fact that, you know, you didn't have too much faith in this committee and thought it might end up going to appellate court after that. What do you think swayed the committee and made this such a huge unanimous victory for Dorman?
Well, I'm going to tell you, being in that room, the energy in there, I would have bet if it was going to be 17-0, I would have bet it was 17-0 the other way. Everything seemed to be going great for Dorman, and then nothing was going great for Dorman, and the conversation was just all over the place. Mm-hmm. But if anything swayed it, I do think that Dr. Baron Davis, who is the superintendent, I believe, in Lexington too, he said a lot of good things about opportunities for students and not standing in the way of something that would enrich the students' educational experience, as well as their athletic experience, as well as their overall experience. He was very outspoken in support. I think he helped a whole lot.
Jed Blackwell of the Spartanburg Herald Journal with us here on ESPN Upstate. You know, obviously, again, last time we spoke, there was no invitation. There was anything else. What's the update on what's going on now that they have the permission from the SCHSL? What's the next step for Dorman getting to this national high school basketball tournament?
I think it's a matter of signing contracts and getting underway. I don't think there are any. I don't think it's contingent on anything at this point. Obviously, should things not work out their way the rest of the season, but at this point we're talking about one more loss.
Yeah,
maximum of two. I don't think one more loss knocks them out of contention because they're going to go a couple rounds deep anyway. So I think it's a go at this point.
So nothing in the schedule, because there's still, another month until the final championship game, right? March 17th, I think, is what it is. So nothing on that schedule could stand in the way of them going to New York?
Well, no, the championship game is the first Saturday in March.
Okay, I think 7th, I'm sorry.
7th, maybe?
Yeah.
And Dorman has one more regular season game against Riverside tonight. They've beaten Riverside pretty convincingly already. I've seen Riverside a couple of times. I think tonight is Dorman's for the taking. And after that, the playoffs start. So they're either going to be – they're going to be some combination – somewhere in the range of 0-1 and 5-0. They could be anywhere in the middle. It's not going to be – they'll finish the season 25-6-2 at the very worst. And I think they'll be much better than that.
Jed Blackwell of the Spartanburg Herald Journal with us on ESPN Upstate. When you do look at that playoff tournament and the teams that they have to go against, obviously they've already beaten all of them because they've done so well this year. But what schools might pop up as potential troublemakers as far as, stopping Dorman from getting to the state championship again?
Gosh, we were talking about this yesterday, me and a couple of colleagues from around the state who were there. hearing the appeal yesterday, honestly, the team that can stop Dorman the most is Dorman.
Yeah.
They'll have to show up and not be Dorman one night. Aside from that, it's so wide open. 5A apart from Dorman is so wide open. I would not be surprised to see an upper state Final Four look just like Dorman's region and be Malden Burns on one side of the bracket, Dorman Spartanburg on the other. That's not to say that teams from other places can't make some havoc in the playoffs, but I've seen these guys night in, night out, and I think that league is just kind of a step above everybody else. And Dorman has a lot to do with that. Burns pushed Dorman for an entire half the other night, the first time they've been pushed for a half since Christmas break. Malden played them within nine at Malden the first time they played. Spartanburg kind of uglied it up in both games and hung around for a while. I think those three teams might be the three teams who Dorman has to see when they get to that upper state Final Four.
And then you look at that Malden team who was really highly touted coming into the game against Dorman a couple weeks back. They beat them, what, by 40 points, right?
Right. Right. They held them. They beat them by nine at Malden. Dorman beat Malden by nine at Malden and by 40 at Dorman.
My goodness.
And it wasn't as close as the 40 would indicate, honestly.
Absolutely.
I happened to be at that one, and it was scary.
Jed Blackwell of the Spartanburg Herald Journal, with us on ESPN Upstate. Kind of back to yesterday, and obviously there were two different things on the docket. Burke High School was denied. Dorman was approved. But when you see this, I mean, you've dealt with these before, I'm sure, in your career and covering sports in the Upstate in South Carolina. Was this anything different than what you've experienced before? And like you said, you kind of expected it to go 0-17. Was it almost a, you know, historic event to see them go 17-0 in favor of anything?
I think so. There were a couple things yesterday. Everything related to a school or their placement in the upcoming reclassification was denied. Everything that impacted players in one way or another was approved. I thought that was interesting. It was a little bit historic in the fact that I've been to a handful of these things, a handful of appeals and other things over the years. I've never seen Commissioner Singleton as much on the attack as he was yesterday. I told you guys last week that he was consistent in his behavior and that he always found just in favor of the rules and let the executive committee sort it out. And that's what I was expecting. He went on the attack yesterday. It came across as though he really didn't want Dorman to do this. I'm not speaking to his mindset, but that's the message that he was sending through some of his comments yesterday.
Is there any, you know, thought process you can kind of fathom on why he would do that? Is there something just because he's a stickler of the rules, maybe, that he doesn't want this to happen?
What I've seen from other people and from people who've commenting back and forth with me on Twitter, had a pretty lively debate yesterday. People think that this is going to open a can of worms, that anybody's going to get to go to any tournament they want to whenever, that how are they going to tell anybody no now? And my answer to that is, I don't think that invitation-only national championship caliber events are growing on trees.
No.
I don't think we're going to have a lot of South Carolina teams invited to those. If you have to beg somebody to go, if you have to sign up for something, if there's a criteria you have to meet, then you have to pay a fee to get there. I don't think any of those things are ever going to be approved unless there's a change in the language of the rule. I think if you're invited to a national championship level event, somebody seeks you out and says they're going to pay the freight for you, I think those things are going to be approved in the future.
Jed Blackwell, the Spartanburg Herald Journal, with us on ESPN Upstate. Yeah, and, you know, is there something that's going to be done now, maybe going forward, in a rules change, in some kind of language in these rules that states, in all of this is true except for these extenuating circumstances, like, say, an invitational like the Geico?
Several of the committee members yesterday, some who seemed against it, some who seemed for it, turns out they're all for it in the end, as we know now, but some who were perceived maybe to be against it, and those for it too. Several people, Dr. Davis, who I mentioned earlier specifically, did go on record as saying they would like the membership to reconsider the language of the rule and perhaps putting in place some form of exception for a national level invitational or something like that, or some form of, for lack of a better word, Commissioner Singleton called it postseason play, which makes sense to me. And I think that they'll look at taking some of that back to the membership and maybe seeing what they can do about amending the Constitution.
What about this is, you know, at all similar with football? And obviously the football teams seem to play out of state and in these big games during the season. But is this something that, you know, football could even benefit from if they allow them to any kind of big, you know, invitational thing, that you could see some kind of things across sports change with some rule changes?
I don't think so, because football is so seasonal.
Yeah.
Had this conversation with some folks yesterday too. Football is right now the only sport that's left where the organic grassroots high school experience is in the schools. Mm-hmm. There is no AAU football. Mm-hmm. There is no travel spring football. I've seen a lot of people making the comment, well, Oil Burns got to run all over the country playing football back when they were. That has nothing to do with anything, because those are in-season games.
Yeah.
This is a postseason game after the school-related postseason is over. So those things aren't similar at all. I think if it has any impact on football, it will be minimal, because even football all-star games, those football players have exhausted their high school eligibility, because their seasons, they're only for seniors, mm-hmm. and their season's over. So I don't think that football is going to benefit or be hurt in any way by anything that happened yesterday.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Obviously, you know, you're already assuming that, you know, Dorman's not losing more than one or two games, and they're probably still going to this tournament. So what kind of chances are you going to give Dorman men, Dorman boys, in this Geico tournament going up against all these, you know, highly touted prep basketball schools they're going to face up there?
Well, I hate making predictions.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what I know. I saw them lose to Oak Hill, mm-hmm. who their only loss of the season, by 9 points on a night when they shot 19 of 61 from the field. And I saw them beat everybody who brought anything at Beach Ball Classic. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for me to bet against Dorman, you better look harder, because I'm not going.
Absolutely. He is Jed Blackwell of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Read all of his work at GoUpstate.com. Find him on Twitter at Jed Blackwell. Jed, thank you so much for joining me again.
Guys, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Awesome stuff. Great, great news for the Dorman Cavaliers. Love that this is happening. We talked about this last week, and we were all kind of upset. Mark Ryan had guests on talking about it, was really ticked off. How could they do this? They were failing the kids of Dorman High School. And we get that rules are rules. We get that these rules are in place for a reason. But if you can't see that this was an extenuating circumstance, that this was a different case than those rules were in place for, then you're not paying attention. This is something that doesn't happen for high schools that aren't prep schools. This is not a public school invitational. This is the best schools in all of the country being invited to this Geico Classic. And the schools that go are like Oak Hill, or like the school that LeBron played for up in Ohio, or, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas is a prep school down in Florida that has a football factory. Those are the kinds of schools that you can basically recruit a team to that they're going to go play against. And this is a public school that has to deal with the guidelines of the state rules and the guidelines of where their kids come from. And they're still building champions like this. And it's just an awesome story for Dorman to be going up to New York. And God, I hope they make a run, man. It would be so much fun to see them bring a trophy back to the state of South Carolina, because it's almost another little rub in the face of the SCHSL for making them fight for this. This should have been a no-brainer that they were allowed to go and do this. Halftime show coming up next. Diddy Takeover, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Twitter sphere never stops, and they haven't stopped on our tweet. Still getting people coming at us as if we came up with this.
You dum-dums are so easy. You're so dumb.
On today's episode of Terrible Takes from the Upstate, it's not a take, it's two questions, and you could answer them. That's the whole point of questions, sir. It's not a terrible take. Do you realize that if there's a question mark at the end of it, it's not a take, right? We're asking you something. That's what that means. Question
terrible. A take
mark.
Is a statement.
Yes. I'm not saying, you know what, guys? Clemson should dump South Carolina from the schedule. That's a take. It's a bad one. That's what we read to you. We told you the take, and then we asked you a question. Samurai Ford, another dopey. That would hurt Clemson way more than SC, but let the dumb tactical topics from the Upstate get you talking.
Hey, we try to talk about other things. Baseball, NBA, XFL. Y'all don't call in.
Yeah.
You don't call in to talk about any of those things.
We literally have covered every single thing in sports the last couple of weeks that I've been on.
It is silly season right now that we have to talk about these things because nobody calls in to talk about anything else because that's all the Upstate cares about.
Yeah, and again, he comes back. Doesn't matter whose topic it is, still dumb for the Upstate school than SC. Okay, fine. That's why we asked the second question, sir. Like, read the tweet. Like, how do you not know how to read? Is reading comprehension that gone from our public schools now?
Yes, it is. I got three words into this. There's a word that made me see red, and I flew off the handle. That's what it is. There's no, let me think about this for a second. What is this person trying to say? Are they being serious? Let me make some critical assessments here and then choose my words carefully in response. There is none of that.
It's literally, I saw the word South Carolina next to the word Clemson, and damn you, Mark Ryan. Damn you, Mark Ryan. I can't stand you, Mark Ryan. How dare you? Why do you exist in a world? How dare you have opinions? That's not allowed here. No opinions, please. My goodness. And then Clemson Cam coming in with the winner. First off, it's a joke. Second off, if I was alternate reality that it were true, then we'd likely schedule UGA yearly instead of South Carolina. So yeah, I don't think that would hurt us more. That's the point of the conversation. And again, we laughed at this because in reality, we all know that this would never, ever, 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 ever happen. It won't. For many, many reasons. A, contracts that have been in place for 100 friggin' years. That's one. B, cash cow. This is a sold-out game regardless of the stadium and has just an insane amount of viewers in the Southeast for television money and advertising and everything else. Cash cow. This game's never going to be canceled or dumped or anything. The thing we wanted to do was read this story to you and let you react to it, and you're still trying to come at us.
And the juice that this creates props up the baseball series.
Yes.
It props up the basketball series.
Yes. Yes. And we all love all of them. I can't wait. I'm pretty excited now that I think they're going to do every other year. I'm not sure if they've announced that yet, but I heard the rumors. This year, the three baseball games, you know how they do home, and like in between is the floor field usually. This year, they're going to be at the Columbia Fireflies ballpark
down in
Columbia.
That makes total sense.
I hope they go back and forth every year where that middle game is down there this year, up here next year, down there the year
after.
That would be fun.
It should be.
I love that they do a home and home with a neutral site every year. That's one of the coolest things about this rivalry is the baseball, is that get that.
Even though neither neutral site is neutral at all.
No, but the great thing is, even at Floor Field, it's 50-50 crowd.
Sure.
Straight up down the middle.
And it's going to be 50-50 crowd
down there too. Yeah, absolutely. And that ballpark's beautiful as well. They have a great ballpark, even though there are rivals, and as Drive fans, boo the Fireflies. We don't like the Tebow
signers.
They did
have Tebow.
Yeah, that was where all the drama started. You remember that?
Yeah.
Our Drive Twitter account just was drive-by. They were shooting drive-bys at these guys. It was bad. They were just hammering the Fireflies for having a football player and be like, yeah, we like baseball players up here in Greenville. And
that's why people follow accounts, because they want to be entertained by those accounts. You know, here's a little pro tip for anybody who's got a business.
Yeah.
Quit being so scared of Twitter. You know, you're not going to lose customers because of Twitter. You might gain a few if you actually throw some shade at your rivals, at anything. Just be fun and entertaining.
What did
if you're
tell
not
you
entertaining,
the show,
no one's going to be there.
We had three different people throw the unfollowed at us yesterday. We're up 8 followers since yesterday. So your three people didn't matter. Like, it's like, okay, fine. If you can't handle
way to go, guy,
having a conversation or, you know, just, you know, being the biggest thing is like, how can you not have a point counterpoint conversation? You know, like, if you don't agree with me,
I don't agree with you, I'm going to mute you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Well, then that, or do that. And instead, we got to throw vitriol at everybody and say awful things. And literally nobody has any creativity when they're being a jerk.
Well, they feel like they're taking a real shot at us to tell us
you're
that
a moron.
We suck on their way out the door.
You're a moron. How dare you? Moron. All right, halftime show. We got to get to these polls real quick. Twitter poll number one. Here is your halftime update on the poll results. Do you believe and accept today's Astros apology? Options, no, they're full of fill in the blank. Definitely scripted, but I accept. Or yes, accept and move on. 89% of the votes. Nope, they're full of bleep.
Yeah.
Absolutely full of bleep. We did get a response on that. That was really good. Darth Gruggen, I don't know what that means. Option four, they would do it again if they could get away with it. Yep, that's absolutely true. That's 150% true. Absolutely. Poll number two, Clemson fans. And this is the same as poll number three. It just switches schools. Clemson fans, what are your expectations for Clemson baseball this year? Omaha or bust, host a super regional, host and win a regional, or miss the postseason completely? 55% of the vote so far says host and win a regional. That's not bad. You want to do that. But I was hoping for more expectations there. I kind of figured they'd have higher expectations this year, maybe host a super because they got to the regionals last year. But here's the Gamecock version, the same exact question. Gamecock fans, what are your expectations for Gamecock baseball this season? 42% also are saying host and win a regional. But the difference here is there are more Omaha or bust and host super regional expectations for the Columbia Carolina fans than there are on the Clemson poll with the Clemson fans. There's only 10% for each Omaha or bust or host super regional by Clemson voters. There's 27% for host super regional and 15% from Gamecocks. So they have a little bit more expectations, I guess, down in Columbia. But then again, we need those expectations down there. That's what's supposed to be. It needs to get back to that down in Columbia. It hasn't been there in quite some time. I want both of these teams to be awesome. I want to go down to Columbia for that game at the Firefly Stadium. I want to see that awesome series between Clemson and Carolina this year, and I can't wait to see if both of these teams get back into the postseason. There's nothing better for college baseball in our state or any sports in our state than to see both of these schools do well so that the competition's better. That's always part of the fun. The Oculus jumps in on our tweet that's firing up the masses. I wish Clemson would get an invite to play in the SEC East, play South Carolina every year, play UGA every year. No more schedule talk. The world is right. However, I don't think Scar would ever vote to allow it. That's true. We wouldn't want to have to compete against the SEC East and you every year. We already have to.
Oh, now you get to complete.
Now we
got to
add another
place.
Team. Like we got to add another team.
Yeah.
And you. Oh, God, please. No, please. I don't want that whatsoever. But we'll keep talking about this. We'll read your texts, get your calls, all of that. Plus, my nightmare came to life yesterday. Mookie Betts was wearing the wrong jersey. I'll talk about that and more next on the Diddy Takeover ESPN Upstate. Diddy Takeover rolling on. Twitter still a buzz, and we have your bonus poll. We've come up with the bonus Twitter poll for the Diddy Takeover today, and it's a little bit of a steal. I'm going to be honest. I'm giving some love to at Clemson Oculus. We used his tweet, his or her, I'm not quite sure, their tweet. We'll gender neutral it. We used their tweet about saying this. This is what the Oculus tweeted at us. I wish Clemson would get an invite to play in the SEC East, play South Carolina every year, play UGA every year. No more schedule talk. The world is right. However, I don't think South Carolina would vote to allow it. So, we have now asked you this question. If, in a fictional world, just to be safe.
Let's say that twice. Fictional
characters. If fictional characters were involved in college football, and we could flip Vanderbilt, who is unquestionably, undebatably the worst team and program in all sports in except for baseball in the SEC. Baseball's really all they got going for them. Outside of that, so we switch Vandy for one ACC team. One ACC team. Which team would Gamecock fans want more? Clemson or Florida State? So you can go vote on that. You'll have an hour to do it. We'll have the final results of that poll when we do the final results and the poll wrap-up. That'll never be sponsored now. But it's the poll wrap-up. It is still coming your way in about an hour. So go vote on that. Twitter poll bonus. In a fictional world where the SEC East could flip Vandy for an ACC team, Which team would Gamecock fans want more, Clemson or FSU?
I love how we, you know, sometimes you have to put like emojis around it to accentuate the word one. Because I do this all the time, and I don't know what the hell it is with people. Okay? You've got my blood pressure up. A lot of times I'll ask questions on the Planet's Facebook page, on my Facebook page. I'll say, give me one band that you think is overrated.
Yeah.
And I'll say, one. Put it in all caps. Put exclamation points around it. One. And people will reply, well, this band or this band or this band or this band. It's like, I said one! What do you people not understand about the word one?
Listen to me.
Oh, my God.
We're getting more response to the Twitter, the tweet, just the tweet that is Gamecock recruits responding to the Oculus. It would actually benefit SC more than Clemson for that to happen. We play you annually anyway, and the odds you run the table playing in SEC are much lower. Clemson should be the one turning such an offer down.
Yeah, it'd benefit you because you might go 5-7 if you schedule Sisters of the Poor instead.
Yes, absolutely. But that's the thing. Yeah, so if Clemson were to do this, it would actually benefit Clemson more in a lot of ways because they wouldn't have to go out of their way to schedule a Texas A&M in Auburn and these home-and-homes with SEC teams because they're already playing the SEC schedule, which includes two SEC West teams that they'll have to play.
I thought you were talking about the old
No. I'm sorry. This is that was a response to Oculus's suggestion that they should join the SEC East. That was what that response was.
We've been mixing it up with South Carolina and Clemson fans so much today. It's hard to know which poll you're talking about.
It's all stacking up. I don't know what's happening, but I think that's a good idea too. I think it would benefit both because South Carolina would be able to play an easier out of conference because their conference schedule is already ridiculous. And then Clemson would be able to get out from under the ACC schedule sucks, you know, cloud and move into a world where they get to play South Carolina in an SEC schedule and not also have to schedule SEC teams to bolster their conference out of conference. They can have a garbage out of conference like Alabama tries to every single year and just try to get through that SEC gauntlet. And they'd make it in without question, even with a loss or two. Ooh. Which is not a question which would never happen in the ACC.
Early results so far. I think SEC fans want Florida State more than Clemson. Why is that? Is that South Carolina fans not wanting Clemson in your conference? Is it upside potential? Is it fear? I don't know what it is.
Yeah. FSU is down, so you think they're easier to beat right now, maybe?
Yeah.
But then again, if you are to believe some of these people who says that, you know, the dynasty's coming to an end and all of that, then don't you want Clemson coming into the SEC East when we assume they might fall off? Or are you actually afraid they're not going to fall off? Because guess what? I hate to break it to you, and I don't like it either as a Gamecock fan. It's not going to happen. They're not falling off whatsoever.
Jeremy Smith, South Carolina belongs in the AAC.
I wouldn't mind winning all those football games.
I don't know if that's a typo.
No, that was probably true. You probably meant the AAC. To be honest, a lot of people think that conference is bad and really don't realize how good it is. It would be a struggle for anybody to play those teams back-to-back. Memphis, Cincinnati, UCF, USF, all of them coming up playing really well. You didn't share a story, though. You just asked a question without any trace or of a source. Do you not know that this is a radio station? Sir, this is a Wendy's. This is a radio station.
We do not serve lasagna.
The tweets.
Well, it doesn't say it on your menu that we do not serve lasagna. How am I supposed to know not to ask for lasagna?
The tweets are supplementary to the show. That's how this works. You realize that Lebatard and Mike Golick and all of those guys are tweeting supplemental information from their live radio show because that's what a radio station does. Amazing. My goodness. It was two questions, too, so it's not like I was misleading anybody. I gave you the option of, should Clemson do this or is this stupid? So you have the ability to just say, this is stupid.
So I just replied to him, and I hope everyone sees this and takes it to heart. Our tweets supplement our show. We provide a fully immersive experience should you choose to partake.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. It's multifaceted. We're on air, online, we're in your house, we're streaming on radio.com, we're everywhere. It's just ridiculous. This take is trash, obviously answers the question that Clemson, yeah, but the thing is, the problem is that you thought we had the take. Keep reaching. We didn't reach. I'm reading an article, and I'm telling you it's dumb and asking what you think. That's the whole point of this. So you're losing your mind, Zane. Try again. You need to try again. Twitter sphere is losing it. Twitter sphere is absolutely losing it. They can't handle this. And it comes to a point that even on our text line, and I don't know if this is serious or not. So the texter who texted it might have to text us again. That was weird to say. That kind of rolled weird. But he says, ESPN, I heard Mark Ryan said Clemson is going to play Georgia during the regular season in lieu of Georgia Tech. Is this true? Did he say that? When did you hear this?
No, he didn't
hear this.
He didn't say that at all.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to continue this conversation, talk a little more baseball, and talk some Panthers football next as the Diddy takeover continues. ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.